Matters of the Universe is intended for adult audiences. Viewer discretion is advised.
Hey, it's me, Orko. On this episode of Matters of the Universe, Matt and Matt take a look at the royal cousin. It's a real big deal. In fact, the words big deal are said throughout the episode. Hope you enjoy it. Oh, and me? Well, I'll be in the corner the whole time watching you. Keep
doing what you're doing.
Orko, away!
Welcome to Matters of the Universe, where two guys talk about their favorite childhood show, Masters of the Universe, and kind of relive.
Yeah, we
kind of relive it. It answers a question of, does what you loved hold up over time?
Yeah.
I'm Matt Noss. With me is Matt Rose. How you doing, Maddie?
What you were saying really resonates. Unfortunately, it doesn't resonate in the best way. At least not always. Going over this show, you definitely see some of the flaws, both in animation and elsewhere. But I still like He-Man.
Yeah, that hasn't changed.
It's, it's definitely not how I remember it.
No. Definitely no, I not. Remember it being the coolest thing ever.
It wasn't.
This honestly makes me wonder, will my opinion of the movie change, the live action movie change?
Oh, that's a good question. That's something that we will definitely have to visit.
Yeah, because I hated that movie so much because I felt it ruined the franchise. And it ruined the franchise, but the franchise was near the end anyway.
Yeah. Was it the final nail in the coffin, or was it really what, pushed things over the cliff, to mix my metaphors?
I like it. Today's episode is The Royal Cousin.
So, this was the 20th episode produced, the 43rd to air. It aired November 2nd, 1983. It was written by Bobby London, who we had for the last episode for the Dawn of Dragoon.
Yes, the Dawn of Dragoon.
He had worked on such shows as Ghostbusters, Captain Planet, Sonic, Super Mario, and Monster Mash. And the director was Ernie Schmidt. He had worked on shows such as Fat Albert, DuckTales, Brave Star, She-Ra, and by far my favorite entry of basically every cartoon we've mentioned from the people working on it, Bebe's Kids.
No way. Yep. The live action movie?
No, the it was a cartoon.
Oh, it was a cartoon, right. Yeah.
But Renee Carter.
Yeah. Holy crap. That's
awesome. I saw that and I was like, what? Bebe's Kids. That's crazy. That's a deep cut.
That is a deep cut. This episode, there's so much to talk about.
There is.
It opens on Snake Mountain.
Snake Mountain.
And I've never thought about this before, Matt, and I don't think we've ever talked about it before, but how does anybody get to Snake Mountain?
There's no paved roads.
There is no paved roads. It is nothing but horns coming out of the ground.
Yeah.
And then Snake Mountain is there, and then there's just a humongous hole in the side of it.
Yeah.
Like, Grayskull totally makes sense. There's a damn path leading to...
Yeah, you can only get to it by going through that path. With Snake Mountain, it's chaos.
It's chaos, man!
Or I'd imagine they just ride one of their flying ships. And,
right.
Then it makes a lot more sense.
But, like, for something that everybody seems to be able to get to pretty easily, this does not look like an easy place to get.
No, I mean, I guess on a sky sled, it's a little different.
For sure.
Yeah.
This is our life now.
It is. Trying to figure out how to get into Snake Mountain. Yeah.
How did it happen?
It was my fault, Matt. It was my fault.
Don't you worry about it, baby. Triclops, Evil Lyn, Skeletor. Oh, they're talking.
Yeah, they're talking about a
grow globe.
Yes, a grow globe. I had the hardest time writing this because I just could not spell grow globe. I kept writing it glowed, and it was like, that's
you kept adding
you
ED.
you just have to put a B in place of the D, you dummy. But yeah, so Skeletor asks them, were you able to plant the grow globe under Palace Eternia? No, He-Man stopped us and he took it from us. Skeletor does not like this.
Bah! You boobs! He straight up boobs them.
He does. He calls them boobs.
You bumbling boobs. How dare you? Go back to Eternia and get that grow globe, plant it, and then my plan will be complete.
They don't have a really good answer for that, so he threatens them.
And there's something I noticed in this episode that I'd also never noticed before, and that is Triclops is the worst voiced character
in the series. Oh my god. Do you want to know how it sounds like he's voiced?
How?
That they just had the voice actor read a bunch of words, and then they then they took those words and arranged them through some primitive audio program. Because, I mean, seriously, he sounds so weird.
He sounds terrible. And he's like, man at arms.
There took.
Is.
Globe.
To take.
Tila.
He also asks the dumbest questions.
Well, and I mean, like, sometimes the stuff he says doesn't make sense.
Let me see if I can find some. Let me see if I can find some Triclops here.
Yeah, it's just bananas to listen to how this voice actor did this. All right, so while you're looking for that, I will finish us. I'll keep going. So, comes back to Palace Eternia. Tila is once again straight up negging Prince Adam. Where I think that Man-at-Arms and Prince Adam are having like a private conversation, basically about how Prince Adam is He-Man. If they just want to get caught, they want.
Fire away, He-Man! I can see every move long before you make it.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I mean, and this is much more coherent than what we had in this episode. Prince Jeremy in town.
Oh, my God.
Adam has to show him good time.
This fucking kid.
This kid. So.
So Prince Adam. So King Radner goes, Prince Adam, meet your cousin, Jeremy.
And Adam's like, oh, wow, I haven't seen you
since
you were a
baby. It's sure good to see you.
Yeah. And I mean, seriously, this kid might as well have put out a cigarette on Adam's forehead.
His first words were, big deal.
Like, this kid had such an attitude. I don't know why he didn't.
Well, he was drawn like an 80s brat.
So there's a character in DC named Clarion the Witch Boy. This kid reminded me so much of Clarion the Witch Boy. Like, the way he was drawn looks like Clarion. And then his, like, attitude and shit.
Horrible.
Horrible.
Real piece of garbage.
Oh, I was rooting for Skeletor's crew this whole time.
Oh, I
was just straight up kill this kid.
I was like, Evil Lyn, do you need something to make an evil potion? Hopefully a youngster?
Yeah, go ahead. Take him. No one will fight. Like, seriously, you know how Evil Lyn always shows up as like an old hag?
Right.
Man-at-Arms shows up with like just like a hoodie. Like, hey, you looking for a little kid for a potion? Like, what? No, I don't know. Like, Evil Lyn, I know it's you. No one is going to say anything. Just take him. Here is a rag with chloroform on it. Just take it. Gas him.
Duncan, what are you doing?
Quiet, you.
All right. Get rid of the kid.
Orko, what are you talking about?
Oh, man. I have murdered so many children.
Holy shit.
Don't act like you didn't know, Adam. Everybody knows Orko killed at least 15 children last year. Where do you think he gets his powers?
True crime, Eternia.
Bum bum.
Monday, December 18th. Eternia time standard. These are the stories. All right, well, let's get back to this story. This kid also is yoked. Why is everybody in Eternia swole?
Because it's, I don't know, it's not easier to draw, like, less muscular people, but...
No, but he's ripped.
He was pretty muscular for a kid.
Oh, I hate it. I hate it. I've never
you
had...
You do. You...
I never had biceps in my own life.
Hey, man. Take it easy on my friend, please.
Shut up, Orko.
Yeah, Orko, that's just... That's enough out of you.
I'll be in the corner.
All right, we get it. Know you.
By the way, if you were wondering where Man-at-Arms got his chloroform...
Orko. In the wind. Chloroform spells. Orko.
So...
So Prince Adam is like, all right, sure, I'll show you around. No problem.
Well, I was kind of weirded out by his dad telling him to show him a good time.
Oh,
because
yeah.
Whenever I hear that phrase, show him a good time, usually it's like
the first thing he
strip
does,
clubs are involved and shit.
The first thing he does is like, well, let's go to Man-at-Arms lab then.
Yeah, what could possibly happen to like a 13-year-old boy in a lab full of dangerous equipment? Adam. Mm.
Duncan, do you still have that bench for children?
Do you mean the one where we taught?
Big deal!
You little son of a bitch.
What's this?
I'm going to kill you.
No, this thing right here. What's this?
Oh, that's my rock softener. We're going to use that to make dirt out of rocks, I guess. And it's, Jesus Christ. What am I doing with my life?
Big deal. Let's see if it works. Beep, beep, boop, 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 beep, boop.
Just don't shoot that at any tables because... you shut it right at a table. Adam, if you don't take him out of here...
Look, man, I don't want to watch him.
We'll just get
to him. Hey, kid, what are you doing? You're really being a jerk to my pals.
Ah, big deal.
That's all this kid is going to say in my world.
Pretty much, that's all he said through the entire episode.
He is a drawn exhale. The worst. He has a mullet.
He's straight up feathered
mullet coming out of his tunic. I hate this kid. I hate this kid so much.
Everybody seriously hated this kid in this episode. Ugh. And so he knocks over, or he uses... After Man-at-Arms is pretty specific,
like hey, man.
Don't touch that. That is dangerous. That is gonna be.
Big
it's gonna turn
deal.
Rocks into soil.
The science on this is garbage.
Let's just not focus. Let's just say that this was his first foray into magic. Okay.
Well, so Duncan, aka Man-at-Arms, builds a machine that is a rock. Softener that when aimed at boulders will soften them to make them dirt.
Yeah.
So that they can farm the land better.
Yeah, because that's all dirt is rocks.
Mind
rock
you.
Dust.
Mind you, we've seen Eternia And it has plenty of space for farmland.
Yeah. But at the same time, we don't necessarily know where ground squids are.
That's true.
I mean, they just kind of pop up out of nowhere, and it's like, oh, well, there goes three of my kids.
Right. They're like, if we just crumble these rocks,
yeah, then
we'll be safe.
Though, I mean, then who knows if those rocks are living? It wouldn't be the first time that, like, you kick a rock, and then the rock turns into a dude, and is just like, hey, do I come to your house and kick your shit? Like, no.
This is Eternia, baby.
So
I just really love a sassy rock.
No, yeah.
Hey, man, this is Eternia, baby.
Oh, Adam, you screwed up, boy.
What? What did I do?
Why? What? Who taught you to just walk around and kick other people's homes?
Yeah, man. Stop kicking my home, baby.
Jesus.
It's like a terrible Fonzie is what I'm doing. This is a terrible Fonzie. Oh, Lord.
Oh, speaking of terrible, so this little kid.
The worst.
He uses this thing on a table because rock softener.
It obviously works on a table.
So
the other thing that happens here is I lose a lot of my humanity and I want to murder.
No, yeah. I mean, seriously, all I could think of is like, man at arms. How many times have you had accidents in your lab? No one said
no one
a thing.
Said
there is no
anything.
Eternian equivalent to OSHA.
You have burned
no
Orko up.
Yeah, no one is wearing. Yeah, I mean, for all we know, Orko actually wasn't covered when he got there.
No way, man.
He's
no way.
Floating around al fresco.
He's
That's
from
he
Tralla. We found out last week.
Yeah, I mean, they were all wearing stuff, but that was out of solidarity for
chunk,
Orko
chunk.
The Great.
These are the true stories of the Trollins. This Jeremy, cannot stop smack talking.
No, and so didn't he cast some shade at Orko too?
Everybody
like Orko's just like, hey, why are you being such a dick?
And this kid's like, big deal. Big deal. Well, I'm the worst voice actor.
That was basically all they wrote is big deal.
Ad lib. Yeah. They just handed this kid a one-page script that said big deal. All right. Jeremy, voice test one and go. Big deal?
Jeremy,
no,
gotta
no,
say.
Can you act like an entitled little shit?
Big deal.
Not so
closer, tough. Jeremy, but... Not a little more bratty.
Yeah. Can you act like the kind of kid that if you saw him out in public and his parents turned his back, you'd kick him?
Big deal.
There you go.
Like you would follow him to his car to trip him.
You would actually get one of the other people that's glaring at him. You would work out a plan where one of you distracts the parents so you can just punch the fuck out of this kid. I have never planned this out in my head ever.
And nor do we condone it.
No.
Big deal.
Let's cut back to Evil Inn and Triclops as they have the worst conversation in He-Man history. Where Evil Inn
basically
she does all this heavy lifting and is like, we have powers. We're not useless.
We can do this. We can take over. We don't need Skeletor.
What do you mean?
It's a little more Beast Man, but I'll take a Beast Man over.
Well,
a Triclops.
I mean, it's because he has the distortion on his voice. I there's only so much I can do.
Let's see if I can find a sweet reverb that's fairly close to.
Blah 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 blah.
All right. Check. Why are these all so hot?
Teela, it's me, Triclops.
Not good.
Teela.
Ah, what the fuck?
Teela.
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 I'm done.
No. All right, we're just gonna let that go on until forever.
Yeah. So, anyhow,
not cutting any of this.
So yeah. So the Triclops just isn't getting it. That's the thing. Is he? I'm beginning to think that he is the Skeletor crew equivalent of Ram Man.
Mm-hmm.
Just a real dullard. So they're having the conversation. She has to essentially walk him to the fact that if we get the rock softener, we can get into Castle Grayskull. If we get in there, we can take control. And then fuck Skeletor. Who needs him?
And the reason why they know this is because Prince Adam made the mistake of leaving Jeremy with Ram Man.
Yeah.
He warns Jeremy, please, don't get on a sky sled.
Don't get in any of these vehicles.
Don't go onto the battle ram. All of them dangerous. And Jeremy's like, hey, Ram Man, jump into water. Who knows why?
Yeah, I think he was doing it to just kind of distract Ram Man so he could run away and get on a sky sled.
Yeah.
But I just, you know, for a while I was like, God, what an idiot. He's leaving him with Ram Man. And then I was just like, oh, right. The person with the second worst judgment in Eternia has let what little shit can roll downhill.
Ram Man is utterly useless.
I'm beginning to think that he's sandbagging and that he's actually not that stupid. He just wants everyone to have such lowered expectations of him. He never has to do anything.
That's Ram Man's
backfired on him.
That's Ram Man's play. He's like, nobody asked me to do anything except hit stuff with my head. And I've got so much armor.
And now I gotta watch this little dick.
And I've got so much armor on, it doesn't hurt at all.
Well, but he does say, oh, my head. And it was like, oh, shut up.
But he's good. He's diving into water.
Yeah. Shut up, Ram Man. What are you?
I want you to tell the truth. All right.
Yeah. So he starts flying around in a sky sled, and Ram Man's like, this was probably bad.
This was bad. So he jumps. He grabs onto the back of the sky sled.
So Jeremy's like, oh, you wanna hang on? We're going to go for a ride.
We're going for a ride, baby. Big deal.
So he's flying all over the place.
They fly by Triclops and Evil-Lyn.
Mm-hmm. And Evil-Lyn and Triclops are... They see them and they're like, wait, what is that? And Triclops is like, I don't know. Use your vision, you idiot.
Right. Evil-Lyn literally has to tell Triclops
how to use his own fucking powers.
To use his power.
Yeah. Oh, right.
I'm
the guy with the eyes.
We take you now to this classic Batman-Superman conversation. hey, Superman. Yeah, that kid's falling. Could you fly over there and catch him before he hits the ground? The end. Never happens. Superman goes, I hear kid falling. Done. Mm-hmm. Batman's like, good job.
Good job.
That's my Batman.
That was okay.
What a night. What a night. Calls for a man.
Okay, wait. Now are you? Are you Marlon Brando as Batman?
When the night is the bad orange in an orchard. Why won't the Joker?
No, it sounds like he has a trach.
Yeah.
Why won't the Joker?
Why won't the Joker?
I was going to do my Christian Bale.
Do
and
it.
I was like, nah, man. I don't
do
know.
It.
This city just showed you it's ready to believe Incard.
Brilliant.
But it hurt, and now I have to go to the bathroom.
It hurts so much. That was so good.
Oh, man. But now my face is flushed, and like I'm a little lightheaded. You can't breathe a whole lot. I don't know.
How did he do that?
I don't know, man.
The city.
What gives you the right?
I'm not the one wearing hockey pads.
Oh, boy.
It was just on last week, so.
Pretty good.
Fresh in my mind.
Well, don't you worry. Man-at-Arms.
I don't even want to get back to the episode. I know. I just want to hear you say, big deal.
Big deal. Oh, Batman's here? Big deal. Whoosh.
My face.
Why'd you hit me, Batman?
Because this city just showed you it wants you to shut up.
Big deal. I'm upset.
So,
Eternia doesn't have any discos.
Now, wait, what?
So let's talk about this for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Are all of King Randor's relatives assholes?
Yes.
Asked and answered.
Yeah. I mean, for a second, I thought he was from Earth because, like, Jeremy, right? Like,
yeah, it's pretty Earth-y.
His name wasn't, like, Stratos or, like...
Or Jeremiah. Or.
Yeah. Some weird fucking Tila. Like, whatever.
Who this is it? Hulk-Con. This is your cousin, Hulkor.
Huh. I was expecting someone bigger.
Big deal! Well, Jesus Evil Christ. Lynn and Triclops are like, hey, look, that's a stone softener, and we know it from standing over here because you've got great vision. Sure. Nobody cares. He-Man watches Ram-Man and Jeremy fly by on a sky sled. And he's like, I know what to do. Let me put my body on the nose of it and then drive it directly into a mountain.
Yeah. Prince Adam, straight to He-Man, jumps up, grabs onto the front, and then he's basically just a bumper for a sky sled when it runs into a mountain. Poof. It explodes. No one's dead.
No, everybody's fine. And yeah. I said, no, you're murdered.
Yeah, you are dead as fuck.
You are D-A-F.
So.
Hey, man. Now Jeremy's in a whole bunch of trouble.
Yeah, but he's like, oh, man, He-Man's here. This is great. I love He-Man. He-Man's cool. He's not a grown-up who tells me what to do. Guess what's about to happen?
Oh, Evil Lynn is like... I know how to take advantage of boys.
Well, no, I was going to say He-Man tells him, like, I'm going to tell you what to do. Don't act like a dick. That was stupid. You could have killed people. What's wrong with you?
You could have murdered a whole bunch of people, idiot.
You're just stupid.
I don't like you.
Nobody. Normally, I'm not lecturing people on being stupid, but Jesus Christ.
But nobody in Eternia likes you.
No one. And no one on Earth likes you either. Don't go there. Just take my word for it.
So, hey, live your life, but you don't have to.
At the same time, go kill yourself.
At the same time, I don't care if you die. He-Man out.
Everybody gets one. You got one. Get the fuck out.
All right. It's the street market. This little kid sees a boomerang.
Hold on. I have to say, the rock softener, apparently the measurement system for it are quantums.
Yes.
Where I was like, oh, come on. You guys are just throwing random fucking words around.
As is their want.
Ugh.
As Geesh. Is their desire. Just, hey, how many metrics is that?
Oh, it's at least 5 quantums.
Ooh. Ooh, gotta.
I don't know, because I think that we need at least 24 electromagnetrons.
If you could make sure that there's at least 6 pulsars in there.
Oh, well, yeah, I'll just give it one parsec.
Perfect. Big deal.
So he was all bent out of shape because he didn't, they weren't going to let him go. Prince Adam wasn't going to let him go to the street fair or whatever. Where yes. It's, I mean, big fucking deal, kid. It's a street fair.
And then he escapes.
He escapes. He's like, nuts to you guys. I'm not listening to your rules.
I live by my own rules, and those rules are called Party City.
Is that what the rules are? I've never lived by the rules of Party City.
You never lived by the rules of Party City?
No.
And rule number one, you make up your own rules.
Oh, that's a good rule.
Number two.
What's rule two?
Party.
But that could also be part of rule one, if you're making up your own rules.
Oh, I mean, yeah. But that's Party City, man. I don't need your...
Want to know what rule three is?
What's that?
Take a nap if you feel like it.
Yeah, man. Kick
you've been up. You've been partying. You've been making up your own rules. You might need a nap.
Rule number four. Hey, don't hurt other people in your partying.
No, that's rule number one cancels out rule number four. I'm sorry.
Does it?
You're making your own rules. What if one of your rule is like, you know what? Every 5 minutes, I'm just going to punch a random stranger. Like, huh? Well, this is Party City, man. Anything goes.
Anything goes in Party City.
Hey, man, it's Party City.
Well, you know, this little kid, Jeremy, he sure as shit doesn't have enough money to buy this boomerang with a magnet on it.
So much for being a prince.
By the way, wouldn't... why am I even thinking about the physics here? But if this son of a bitch throws a boomerang with a magnet on it and it gets close to something metal...
Wouldn't it just stick to the thing?
Yes.
Matt.
Yeah, I know.
Well, for one, it's not just your regular boomerang. It is a magneto boomerang.
You got me there.
It has, shit, I think it had like servos on it or something. So you could see like little spinny things maybe. Or maybe it was just drawn poorly. I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Hey, Matt, this place is magic.
You're right, Orko.
Orko's got a point.
Orko's got a point.
Yeah, I mean, why do you think Duncan drinks so much? Like, it'll take him 2 months to build something, and then, like, a fucking street magician will walk up, hocus pocus, and it's like, oh, that you took 2 months to do that, Duncan? Like, oh, Jesus. Bad day for Duncan. It's a bad day for Duncan.
Oh,
man.
Poor Duncan.
Poor Duncan.
Hey, Dunk. Duncan.
What, Orko?
Looks like you're having a hard time, man.
Life's hard.
I get it. I'm from Trolla. Like, I went home for like 2 minutes, and then it was like, gotta go.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean...
A country is getting taken
by there it is.
Sorry, Orko. It's not your fault. It's these goddamn street magicians.
Hey, it sounds like nationalism in here.
So, yeah. Shit. So, Evelyn turns into the hag, buys... fucking dummy Jeremy a magneto boomerang. She's just like, hey, I got a friend, man at arms, maybe you know him. I was gonna play a joke on him. Mm-hmm. Good friends play jokes on one another. I was thinking, if I get you this magneto boomerang, do you think you can take this box that's on his table in his workroom? It's got flashing lights. Oh, I know that box. Yeah, do you think you could just get that for me? If you do, you can keep the boomerang. Like, oh, yeah, sure, I can do that. Knock that son of a bitch down a peg.
It is at this point in my notes that I start writing in cursive.
What?
Because I haven't written in cursive in a while.
You wanted to see if you could do it?
Yeah.
Oh, my cursive is terrible. I can't do it.
It is not good.
No.
So that also means that my notes for the rest of the episode are
unintelligible.
Unintelligible.
All right, so we're just gonna blast through this because goddamn this episode.
So this kid he ends up doing it. He ends up stealing the rock softener, and the rock softener. I did like that they do a test with it where Prince Adam like has a baseball bat and he's trying to like break rocks mm-hmm. after they've been softened. And the first thing that happens is that the rock squishes, and I was like, yeah, that's what would happen. He needs not to soften the rocks, but he needs to make the rocks more brittle.
Well, yeah. Let's not get...
I really was thinking on this episode hard.
Well, so what I was thinking when they were in the street fair or street...
Mm-hmm.
Whatever they called it. Street market. There we go. Like, does everybody in Eternia shop there? Like, could you run into Skeletor on his day off?
Oh, yeah. Just like at the only Sky Sled dealer in the...
Yeah. I mean, like... Just like you would have to run into like teachers when you were a kid.
Right.
You'd see like the teacher at like, I don't know, Meyer or Kroger.
Is that Skeletor buying fruit?
Man, he's really checking them. Like usually people when they're buying like a peach, they'll just pick the peach up and like put it in the basket.
I'm
like,
particular about my produce.
Hey, like we're take it easy, man.
I am here looking for good peaches. I like to make sure that they're firm with a little give.
No, that's how you pick them. I didn't know that.
I know, you bumbling boob. Beast man, get him.
Wow. Here I am. I've been here the whole time.
Once again, my beast man is turning my tongue my tongue sideways in my mouth.
Need to tell you, Skeletor.
Chew your food, beast man.
Minotaur.
Now I sound like a drunk pirate.
My arms. Beast man.
So, yeah. I was just wondering that because this is really the only street market we've seen.
True.
In Eternia. This is probably where...
We've seen a fair... And now we've seen a street market.
Yeah, but I mean, like, the fair, that was, like, wasn't that where Pretty Kitty was?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a circus, though.
Right.
So this street market, do you think this is also where they sell sky sleds?
Yeah, probably.
You know what makes me really angry about this? I just thought of this. They're selling sky sleds, but I can guarantee you that they have the sky sleds on a wooden cart and it's pulled by a donkey.
Guaranteed.
I guarantee you that is how it is.
Because big deal.
Because this show is bananas. So, my favorite part of the street market was the merchant. Because you were right. He sounded like Man-at-Arms' cousin from New York. Like, hey, Orko! God damn.
You're ruining our country.
I was going to say bada bing. And I was like, oh, no, don't do that. But yeah, that's essentially what. Yeah, it was sad. Oof.
He Beastman is so close to a pirate, but he's not a pirate.
He is.
Oh, whereas Skeletor.
That's my grounding word. Skeletor is my Beastman grounding
word. Yeah, whereas Orko for me and Man at Arms.
Skeletor.
Look, oh, God damn it.
Like, basically, it's what I've found is that anytime I say Orko, it's an almost immediately followed by some God kind of curse.
Orko, you dumb fuck.
Orko, what is wrong with you? God, you and your people, I swear.
Easy, man.
And the sad part is you're one of the good ones for your kind.
Oh, my
whoa!
God. Hey. Holy shit, Duncan. What the fuck, man?
Duncan, can I talk to you for a minute?
I told you to stop reading The Art of the Deal, man. You gotta stop reading The Art of the Deal.
Hey, don't tell me what to do on my off hours, Adam.
Oh, It's me, Beastman.
We could smell you down the goddamn hallway, Beastman.
Yeah, you reek, man.
Hey, Orko. High five. That was a good one.
Hand.
Oh, God. Where has that hand been? I'm going to go burn my hand off.
I'm still choosing fruit.
Nobody asked you, Skeletor.
Nobody asked you, Skeletor.
You know, I am the lead evil guy here. The lead one. The number numero uno. No one eviler than Skeletor. Nobody cares. I can tell in the room that no.
I'm sorry. I was checking my phone. What?
Sure.
Were you monologuing or were you?
I was
just
having a moment. That's for sure.
Yeah, a moment with yourself. Apparently,
it's all right, Skeletor.
It's not all right.
You cannot.
You know what? You just go back to choosing your fruit.
Yeah,
Skeletor.
Choose your fruit, Skeletor.
Hey,
choose it.
Hey, stop poaching my lines, Orko.
Hey, man, I'm just yes anding.
Fine, whatever.
Skeletor.
All right, let's end this episode.
God damn it. All right, they go to Castle Grayskull. They use the
rock softener
on the front door, which
front
is
door.
Made of wood, and it starts to like break where it was like, well, wouldn't it just soften the wood up?
That's what I would think.
So,
and once again, this is a shitty fucking lesson because Jeremy's in trouble, and he sneaks out of Eternia again.
Yeah, he misbehaves once again. He leaves after he's told, like, stay put, keep out of trouble. You go home tomorrow.
So the lesson is at this point: if you keep doing bad things long enough, eventually you'll do the right thing.
Just keep failing. Eventually you'll succeed, I guess.
I mean, I'm not going to say that that's the end of the deal.
You'll succeed just by the law of numbers, right? Like, eventually,
it's
you'll have...
come out in the wash, is
there,
baby.
Is there a law of numbers? I don't know. Whatever. Anyhow, they use the lightning bolt or whatever on the door. Then Man-at-Arms and He-Man show up. Zoar sends them a telepathic message like, hey,
God, Zoar.
Oh, and so they have robots with them. And the robots are like, hey, we found the globe. It's under Castle Grayskull.
Aha! He-Man put it there.
Yeah, yeah. Imagine that. He took a dangerous object to Castle Grayskull.
The most unguarded, dangerous place on Earth.
So Zoar's like, He-Man, I'm in danger. Get in the castle.
Oh, He-Man, I'm telling everyone that you're coming home tomorrow.
What if we recast Dolomite with He-Man characters?
Oh, my
characters?
God. Shit. No, we have to get through this episode. Then we're coming back to Dolomite and the Masters of the Universe.
All right, fine.
Because that is by far what I want to talk about. All right. Zoar sends him the message. He-Man's like, "Fook, let's get in there." Door opens. They start running. Evil Lyn uses the snare on Man-at-Arms that I thought was really funny.
It worked.
I laughed out loud. And then He-Man trips, gets hit by the softener ray, but then it just kind of sits there like he stubbed his toe.
Right.
Where it was like, come on. At the very least, you could have made him like shrink into a wimp. That would have been funny.
And then Jeremy shows up, grabs the softener, goes... Well, I guess I'll reverse it. Big deal.
Well, he uses the Magneto boomerang to grab it for Man-at-Arms, brings it back. Man-at-Arms is the one who was like, maybe if we just reverse the polarity and use a few extra quantums. Yeah, no, the way that you looked is the way that I felt saying it. So
the thing is, you weren't being hyperbolic.
No, I was not at all. So he reverses it, and then He-Man just, like, gets up. He's like, well, I feel better. I'm going to go and grab these two by the scruffs of their neck and put them in a porta prison.
Which he does.
Which is, for one, it's a real fucking thing on this show. And two, It looks like it was built out of an erector set.
Right.
Yep. Or like maybe those.
It just looks like creeping vines.
What were those toys called? Where it would have like a spool with holes in it, and then you would like put straws in it and build things.
Yes.
I don't remember what those are. Tinker Toys. There we go. It looked like a prison made out of Tinker Toys.
Yes.
Like legit actual sized Tinker Toys. Not big ones where you're like, well, maybe that would keep someone in. Like, no, you don't understand.
So He-Man goes into Grayskull. This ball is busting through the floor.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, my magic won't work. Or it's like, yeah, nobody, no shit. Your magic never works. When does your idiot.
Hey, sorceress, when does your magic work?
Yeah. Well, it works in a little bit when she has to like lift him out of a hole. So she's like, oh, my magic, no magic is strong enough. Where it's like, I'm pretty sure Orko the Great could have done it. Am I right?
Come on. Him so, and Tralla?
Yeah.
Taking care of business.
We wouldn't even be having this discussion. For one, he would have straight up murdered Evil Lynn and Beastman. Rules are different on Trolla.
True.
So.
Chung chung. So He-Man decides to give a ball hug.
Yeah. And so it shrinks. For some reason.
Because cartoon.
Yeah. So he's like, hey, can you give me a lift? Zoar lifts him out with magic. He straight up kickballs this thing out into outer space. Then says, well, that's the way the ball bounces. To which it's your house. I wasn't going to punch anything. But I had the overwhelming urge to punch something. Jeremy, next day, I'm so sorry for all the trouble I caused everybody. I promise to be a good boy from now on. Blah, 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 blah.
Big deal.
And even Man-at-Arms is just like, no, you're not bad now. No, it's good. Good for you, you sack of shit.
You really turned it around, Jeremy. Everybody hated you, and now it's just glad you're leaving.
So he gets on the shuttle, and Orko was like, oh, hey, you forgot your boomerang. And then
he throws
Man
it.
Man-at-Arms can see what's coming a mile away, and he's like, Orko, don't throw that. Do not throw that. Orko throws it because, you know, Orko. It then, I mean, for one, he throws it like an idiot, and then it just goes through a window. You hear a bunch of stuff breaking. I think you maybe heard some woman scream, then like police sirens, because that's what happens in cartoons. And then it just starts chasing him, and everyone has a good laugh. And it cuts to this scene of them laughing where Prince Adam looked like Joel Hodgson.
Yes.
He looked nothing like Prince Adam. He looked like if they had a whole, Joel as a model and they put a dumb wig on him. And it was like, yeah, no, yep, that's what he would enough. Look like as Prince Adam. That's that. And then it cuts to the lesson this week, which was...
Don't be a dick.
Yeah, getting noticed for being bad is bad.
Your parents are actually there to try to prevent you from getting in trouble.
Yeah, so maybe you shouldn't be a bunch of little monsters, I guess. Think about that.
See you later.
Yeah. Now, on to Dolomite and the Masters of the Universe, because that's what I am far more interested in casting.
Okay. So, Willie Green, Skeletor.
Oh, obviously.
Dolomite is He-Man.
He's got to be.
The Warden is Man-at-Arms.
Man-at-Arms.
Mama Queen Bee is Zoar.
Maybe you should tell him, Queenie.
Oh, He-Man, we are so glad.
Oh, that's right. Queen Bee has to be Zoar.
Yep.
Yeah.
You are tough. You know how to roll with the punches.
Is Teela Shy short for Chicago?
Yeah, she's got to be. She's the toughest one.
See, this is the problem. There are not enough women in
He-Man. Well, have we cast Evil Lynn?
No, we have not.
I don't recall there being any bad women in?
No, there isn't, because it's the Kung Fu women that he has at his...
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so Mama Queen Bee did put them through karate school.
And they're good,
they're
too.
They're good, too. They're so good.
They're good.
They're so
too.
Good.
You know, someone came up here, and they put his ass in a sling.
Oh, my God. Who's Joe Blow?
Ram Man.
Oh, it's got to be Ram Man.
Duh. Here's some dush powder for you. Duh. Those $2. Go get some dush powder to keep it clean for me.
Now he's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Well, honestly, that wasn't that far off. All right, so the mayor. Man, this is going to be a tough one. I am going to have to go with... I'd say Beastman would probably be a good mayor.
Yeah, Beastman for mayor? Yeah. I'll take it.
Yeah, yeah. Who else, though? Well, all right, so who would his nephew's name was Jimmy, right? The one who gets shot?
Yeah, probably.
Orko.
Orko?
No, we need, no. Oh, no, we've got to catch Mitchell and White.
Shit. That's Beastman and
Merman.
Beastman and Merman are Mitchell and White, for sure.
All right, so then who's the mayor?
The mayor is, we could unorthodoxly cast it. It doesn't have to be.
Yeah, it doesn't have to. I mean, we can cast whoever we want in it, baby. Shit, dude, you can go and you can pick someone from She-Ra if you want, because we're going to have to probably do that to get some more female characters.
Right. Yeah, because what is the character? So there's Shy Shore for Chicago.
Mm-hmm. There's the karate cook. The guy, well, he wasn't a cook, but he was the guy who, like, you could tell he was one of the only people who knew how to fight in the entire movie.
But who's the super fancy lady that he...
Oh, the one that he gives the fucking of a lifetime?
Correct.
I don't remember if they ever said her name.
Now, if you did not know how much Matt and I love the movie Dolomite,
you have never listened to the show. Jeremy thinks that we should have Manny Faces.
He would
as
be
one
a
of the
good
characters.
Mayor.
He would actually be a good mayor, right? Because we don't have to go strictly by allegiances, right?
Correct.
So we could, if we thought that like Manny Faces was going to be good. Well, actually, Manny Faces started as a bad guy and then turned into a good guy.
So, correct. So it's
so he
perfect.
Can, yeah, he can be either. So did Fisto. So Fisto is also. You know what? I actually want to see Fisto as mayor.
Okay.
Because he had a beard.
True. Can we make the Reverend Battle Cat?
Yes. Yes, we can. We can do anything we want, man.
Hallelujah!
Okay, Matt. Here is the most important one of all. Who is Creepa? Creeper's got to be Orko.
Yes. Yes.
Creeper has to be Orko.
Hey, man.
Who is bad enough to do all that?
Me, man. Me. I'm so bad I kick my own ass twice a day. Shit.
I'm saying
nothing. Man, sweetest bear meat.
Sweet bear meat. Ah. So now we have to make the Rocky Horror Picture Show with He-Man.
And
Dolomite with
and
He-Man.
Dolomite.
You can get in contact with us here at facebook.com/MattersPod. We are on Twitter at MattersPod. I am at Matt Noss on Twitter. You are.
I am at Karate Dracula on Twitter.
My goodness. Thank you so much for listening to the show today. We really hope that you enjoyed it as we slowly lose our mind covering our childhood obsession. It is losing its luster to us in our adult life. But man, we're finding a way, and we hope that you like it. Until next time, I just want to let you guys know that we'll see you. I totally forgot the ending, by the way. I totally forgot what I say at the end of this show. I almost said, try to enjoy the daylight. Right. Which
yeah, no, I could tell that that was what you were going to say.
Totally.
It was like, wrong podcast, Matt. Wrong
not
podcast.
Not this podcast. We'll see you on the next episode of Matters of the Universe.
The Stray.
Only one episode left, baby.
Really?
Yep.
How's it going?
It's nuts.
That's awesome.
Yep.
Bye. Goodbye.